Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day, wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening. We're glad you did that. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And I know why you're here, because you heard Lee Branham is going to be back on the show, and you're right. Lee is with us. Lee is the author of Keeping the People Who Keep You in Business. He's the founder of the consulting group Keeping the People. He's the author of the book I'm holding in my hand, The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. And he's our good friend, Lee Branham. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
Hello to you. It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So, right now, employee motivation is, I would think, is up, Lee. I mean, when I go around to businesses, I'm seeing employees who are a lot happier to see me than they used to be. 2 years ago, customer service had gone straight to you know where, and had been going on for a long time, mm-hmm. and it's still not great. But I am seeing I'm seeing a little more light in the eyes of the employees who are left to serve customers. I'm seeing that little more spring in their step these days. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true with some employees. I think definitely people are more appreciative that they have jobs.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody knows somebody who's unemployed right now. So, absolutely, I think that's the case.
It's become completely clear, I think, now to most employees that the customer coming in the door really is a direct connection to their paycheck.
Well, that's right. So, I think a lot of employees have said, you know, I have a hand in the in how well this business does, and I'd better step up and grow up and take some responsibility for how well we're doing as a business. And so I think you've seen employees become a little more responsible in that regard. But I've seen some discouraging statistics this week. The conference board put out a survey that said that the degree of job satisfaction is down to 45%.
Oh yeah,
that's the lowest in the history of the conference board surveys.
Yeah, and I've seen that in other surveys. In fact, I reported on another survey about 6 or 8 months ago, back in the summer. I reported and blogged about and wrote about the results of a survey that showed that number actually was even a little bit worse. Mm-hmm. And I think I know why, Lee. What do you think?
Well, I think the economy as a whole has taken a toll on people. I think it's just the sheer anxiety of a lot of people worrying about their jobs.
There's so much, Lee. I've been around a long time. I like to say, I didn't inherit any of my gray hair. I earned all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been around the marketplace a few years as well.
Yep.
And in my lifetime, and I worked for major corporations for 23 years. I've been a small business owner for 20 years. Lee, I've never seen so much fear and anxiety in the employees that I work with in other companies.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, a lot of people...
I said that none of that happens in my company. You know, it's only in all these other companies, right?
Well, that's right. That's part of the issue is are we facing the truth about our own employees?
Right.
Are we sort of looking the other way and hoping that they're doing okay? You know, and so the best thing a leader of a business can do at this point is to check in with their people on a frequent basis and say, hey, how are you doing?
You know, we did that a year ago. I got my folks, circled them up, and I said, okay, are you afraid? They all said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what are you concerned about? And they all told me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And this, of course, this was a year ago, Lee, as you know, we didn't know how bad things were going to get.
Right.
We still didn't know what shoes were going to drop. And I said, well, I don't know what's coming at us, But all I can tell you is this is my seventh recession.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it through the others. So if that's worth anything to you, you know, take that with you.
Yeah, I think people know that we're going to get through this one way or another. But the statistics say that we could be in for a really, really, really long recovery.
Yeah.
And so this is unprecedented in terms of the recessions we've all lived through. We
right.
haven't lived through anything like
no,
that.
No, that's right. No, that's what I said. I don't know what's coming at us, but I've got a track record, and everybody hasn't made it through all the recessions that I made it through. And so I think that's a track record. And I think if you've done that, folks, you have the right to say that.
Yeah.
But you know, there's another reason why. There's another good piece of information that also contributes to, I think, some of the concerns that you were talking about, Lee. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. I'm going to tell you what that is after these messages. 20 till, Lee Branham is our guest. His book is The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog. AskJim.biz is there, our knowledge base. You can ask questions, get answers. You can read articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, like our good friend Lee Branham, who's with us right now. Or you can listen to interviews, archives of interviews that we've done over the years, over the last... We've been archiving since 99, ladies and gentlemen, more than 10 years. And so check that out. Lots of thousands of topics in categories under the Brain Trust members' names, current ones, new ones, and things that have been around. A lot of evergreen information there that will help you with your business. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Lee Branham is with us. He's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. We're talking about a report. One of the things you brought to us, Lee, is the report that you saw on the degree of what was the term that they used of unhappiness. What was the term?
Well, the conference board said that employee satisfaction
is
at its lowest level
okay.
since they've been doing these surveys. Only 45% of employees report they're satisfied with their job.
So 55 apparently were some level of unsatisfaction, which,
right.
as I said, tracks with another report. But there's another thing that's going on right now that might create some of that anxiety, Lee, and that is that as unemployment has gone up, so has productivity. Part of which is because the people who are left are doing the jobs that they had, and the people who are gone, and that kind of workload creates anxiety too, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, people are working more overtime, and you know, people are paying a price in the stress levels that they're going through. Can I read you a Dilbert cartoon?
Yeah, I'd love that. I love Dilbert right here.
That came out in December.
Dilbert's one of my heroes.
We need more of what the management experts call employee engagement. He says, I don't know the details, but it has something to do with you idiots working harder for the same pay. And Dilbert says, is anything different on your end? And Dilbert's boss says, well, I think I'm supposed to be happier.
I love Dilbert.
So I think, you know, my specialty, my field and expertise is employee engagement. I've
right.
been studying it for the last 15 years, what it is and how to get it.
Right.
And I think a lot of companies are saying we're going to have a new employee engagement program. And what that really means is they're going to, what they want their people to do is work harder for less pay. And they're pushing them and squeezing them really hard right now. And it's not making them more engaged. It's cranking up productivity, but it's a burnout.
Right.
Factor.
And it's
sustained engagement.
It's got to give. Something's going to have to give, isn't it? It's a bubble. It's a productivity.
Right.
Could we say, and I haven't heard anybody else use this term. I'm going to coin this term right now, Lee. Are we seeing a productivity bubble?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, people are pushing harder to keep their jobs, but, you know, you can look in people's eye and see when they're genuinely engaged and when they're just pushing and themselves to the limit.
Well, I wonder, though, in the broad definition of engaged, if what we have here is more engaged employees, but they're just not happy about it? And are you saying that if you're not happy, that's a definition of not being engaged?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
True engagement means you're not only productive, you're happy too.
You're working hard and you're happy, right?
Exactly. And right now, all the research says only about 25 to 35% of employees are truly engaged.
I was trying to think of that old Sunday school song. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yeah. Right, and most people know it when they are. I think.
Yeah, yeah. So what do we do, Lee? How do we fix this? Here's one thing I've been talking a lot about lately. We've got the macro economy that we're all worried about. But every small business has their own economy.
Exactly.
And we have our own environment.
Right.
And we can't help what's going on in that conference board statistic. But we can have something to do inside of our four walls, can't we?
Yeah, that's right.
How do we fix our own statistics?
Well, I've done some research lately looking at 2.1 million employee engagement surveys, and we've identified six drivers that are causing employees to be engaged. Number one is senior leaders who care about their employees, want to make it a great place to work, and inspire trust and confidence. And the way they do that is they don't hunker down and go into a shell. They share information with employees. They, you know, if there's anxiety about where we're going, they at least talk about what the options are, and they involve employees in the solutions instead of saying to the employees, I'm not going to tell you anything, just trust me.
Right.
You know, because if you don't tell employees things, they make up their own information.
Right.
And usually it has a negative tone to it. So through this economy, senior leaders are saying, here's the situation. It's not, I'm going to tell you the unvarnished truth. It's not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but for all of us to get through it, here's what I need you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of hunkering down and saying, well, I'm not going to say anything to my employees because I don't want to crank up the level of...
And don't we need to recognize their contribution and thank them for being troopers?
Well, that's one of the other drivers, recognition and reward for contributions.
Yeah.
Thanking them when things happen, not waiting until the performance review.
Right, right.
But what that means is you got to pay attention to your employees and notice when they do something.
It's amazing.
Being in your office and isolating yourself.
It's amazing the mileage you'll get out of a genuine well done.
Right. It's like the CEO of a hospital who moved, when he took over, he moved his office from the 8th floor down to the bottom floor where he could interact with employees.
smart person. All right, stand by. Quick break, 10 till. Lee Branham is our guest. We're getting engaged. With more to come after these messages. Stay with us.
On the wire, just to catch my breath. I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham. He's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. And Lee, you got a brand new book coming out, don't you?
I do. February 12th, the new book comes out. It's called Reengage. The subtitle is How America's Best Workplaces Inspire Extra Effort in Extraordinary Times.
You know, we require our Brain Trust members to launch all their books on this show. You know that, right?
Well, I'm happy to oblige.
Well, we need to make sure that happens. So don't let that drop through the cracks.
All right, don't worry, I won't.
That's here at the Hotel California, where you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. We require that. Hey,
not
Lee,
like the Roach Motel. Is
that,
it?
That's right. No, we're not like that at all. What Good. About the well? We got the roaches, but it's just different. What about the website?
Oh, the website is keepingthepeople.com.
All right.
And so you can pre-order the book on the website or go to Amazon.com. It's listed on there right now. Just type in Reengage.
What if we want an autographed copy?
Just let me know. I'll make sure you get it.
And don't forget all these other books, too. The 7 Hidden Reasons are there, and Keeping the People is there. All that stuff you can find all about Lee there. All right, Lee, talk to us some more about... We're talking about productivity. We're talking about the challenges of productivity, how to keep your people happy, how to get them engaged. I mean, do we need to not try to knock it out of the park with the whole happiness thing? I mean, is it really possible for us to all be happy campers at this time with the economy like it is. We're all working. Everybody I talk to, Lee, everybody I talk to says, I'm working harder than ever for less money than ever. It's a refrain I'm hearing across the marketplace, not everywhere, but a lot of places. Should we sort of lower our standards for happiness?
Well, to some extent, if companies are not doing as well, then everybody can't make more money. So you have to face reality, and
yeah,
that's one more reason for business owners to get with their employees and say, here's the stark reality of what we're facing.
Right.
We're all going to have to sacrifice, including me,
mm-hmm,
and here's what I'm prepared.
There needs to be shared pain,
yeah,
isn't there?
Exactly.
There needs to be a little tear
really
in everybody's eye.
What motivates employees is a sense that there's those leaders, and then there's the rest of us. And is this us versus them kind of a mentality that sets
right
up in companies?
Right.
The best leaders destroy that barrier.
You mean kind of the way small business owners on Main Street feel about banks on Wall Street right
you
now?
You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm having a little hard time reconciling all that right now,
yeah,
Lee.
Yeah, I am too. I think most people are.
Yeah, I'm very upset about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
so am I.
That's another story. So go ahead.
Well, I just think that everybody needs to feel like they're part of the same team. I mean, the companies that have the highest levels of employee engagement are the ones where the leaders have knocked down the walls that separate. Here are these executives sitting up there, isolated from us.
They move their office from the eighth floor to the first floor.
Yeah, move the office from the eighth floor to the first floor. Get out and sit. You know, sit in the cafeteria. You know, in some of these large companies, the
MBWA
cafeterias, the employees, and sit at the same table. They don't have any special parking places.
Yeah.
They listen to the employees.
MBWA, management by walking around.
Yeah, exactly. They check in and say, "How are you feeling about the situation?" And they're honest,
yeah,
with employees,
yeah,
about,
yeah,
what's going on, and they listen.
Yeah. Now, Lee, one of the things that the first person who gets laid off, well, maybe not the very first person, but the second level of layoffs in a small business is the owner. You know that, right? The owner lays themselves off. An owner lays him or herself off. If not the first round of layoffs, the second round of layoffs. Now, they don't stop working. They just quit paying themselves.
Yeah, I mean,
that happens all the time. Should we tell our employees, if that's what's going on, should we come clean about that?
If we're taking less money?
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
How about no money?
Or no money,
That
yeah
happens. That happens all the time. It's happening right now.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, they need to know that you're sacrificing.
Yeah.
And they need to know that.
They don't have to know all the nitty-gritty details, but they need to know in general, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's a, you know, Best Buy, you know, the company,
yep,
Best Buy, they went through a period, you know, about a year ago where they were closing a lot of their stores.
Right.
And they reached out to their employees and said, hey, we don't want to have to close any more stores. We need to make more money. We need your ideas for how we can make more money.
Right.
They got 900 suggestions in the first month, implemented them, and brought in millions of dollars.
Wow.
Some of these ideas for how to serve customers better and create
right
new little ways.
And not only did they save money, but they engaged their employees.
They engaged their employees.
And that made a difference.
That's what engagement is.
That increased.
Employees feel involved in the solution.
Improved the attitude. Lee Branham, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back real soon with that new book. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.